NASA today gave astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia the green light to proceed with their mission to renovate the Hubble Space Telescope. A problem with a radiator line used to shed heat from the shuttle's electronics system had earlier threatened the mission. This week, the shuttle's crew will make 5 spacewalks to repair the Hubble Space Telescope. NASA is calling this mission one of its most challenging. That's because astronauts are replacing parts on the space telescope that weren't intended to be worked on in orbit. If the operation is a success, the telescope will end up with a better power supply and an electronic eye that can gaze deeper into space than ever before. Joining us now to talk about the mission is NPR's Richard Harris. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Korva.
What makes the Hubble Space Telescope so special that it's worth all this fuss, all this money, all this attention?
Well, they decided many, many years ago to build a replaceable, repairable space telescope, one that they could come up to with the space shuttle. As technology improved, put in new, better parts, and as things failed, as they inevitably do, to be able to replace them. So the whole concept of this is it's a user-friendly operation, by and large, that is. And what it does is looks deep, deep into space, and in the last 12 years it's been in orbit, has done a tremendous amount of fascinating science, including, among other things, telling us how old our universe is.
What's the hardest thing that the astronauts are going to have to work on this week?
I think the biggest challenge, what is worrying everybody the most, is replacing this power control unit, which is something that, as the name suggests, helps control the power supply to the entire telescope. And that is one of the parts of the space telescope that was actually not really intended to be repaired in space, but it has had some problems, and they want to put in a new unit. They think they've got it all set, but still, it's a tricky business. Among other things, they have 36 tiny little electrical connectors they're going to have to work by hand. And, of course, they're wearing very bulky gloves, and they're out there for hour upon hour. The other thing they have to do in order to replace the power supply is they have to turn off the power to the space telescope, which they've never done before. And so I think some people are having restless nights thinking, what if they can't turn it back on?
What happens if they can't turn it back on?
Exactly.
What do they do?
They will undoubtedly spend a lot of time up there doing yet more than the 5 planned spacewalks to try to restore it if they can possibly do that. It's a scenario I'm sure nobody really wants to think about. But it could actually be the end of the space telescope mission if indeed they cannot power it back on again. It's way up in space, more than 350 miles above the Earth, so it's not in danger of crashing down anytime soon. But it would essentially be it.
The Hubble has not been trouble-free from the very beginning. It's been plagued with myopia, the specs weren't right, the mirror was built incorrectly. So ever since the Hubble has been in orbit, we've heard things have gone wrong with the Hubble.
Yeah. The mirror, of course, was the biggest disappointment and biggest surprise, that it was essentially ground to the wrong shape. But they were able to put in corrective lenses a couple of years after they discovered the trouble. And after that, the Hubble Space Telescope has worked brilliantly. It's had other little problems. The gyroscopes that help steer it have given them trouble and so on as well. But it is really a testament to the design of the space telescope that they have been able to repair all of these things. And in essence, it's been able to do terrific science all of these years.
How much of the mission is to repair the telescope, and how much of the mission is to make the telescope more powerful?
It's a pretty even mix on this particular mission. The repairs include the power control unit, improved solar panels, which will help power the telescope better, and a few other items like that. But there are 2 things that they're planning to add that will really improve what the telescope can do. And one is a camera that can look out deep, deep into space and see objects way back towards the beginning of time. The existing instruments are pretty good. They look back to within a billion years of the Big Bang, but they think they can do better than that. They think they can look even farther back in time, and that turns out to be very important. They figured if they could look a billion years back, they would see galaxies forming and stars forming, but actually they'd already formed when the universe was a billion years old. So one thing they're hoping they can do is at least glimpse some of that activity earlier in time when the universe as we know it really started to take shape.
NPR science correspondent Richard Harris, thanks very much.
My pleasure.